You're listening to the Sound Atlas.
All right, so let's get your levels. Just talk a little bit.
Okay. Tommy Starr.
Tommy Starr hanging out with you on the Sound Atlas, and in the studio with me today, Tammy Wilson. Hello.
Hello, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm excellent.
It's been a little while since I've seen you.
It has. It's been a while since I've been here.
Yeah. You were up at the studio. Tell everybody. It's been a year or two ago you did the
thing. It is. I was the very first guest DJ on Cafe Rock with Brian Locke.
You were the very first?
I was the very first one. I have that honor.
I did not know that you were the very first.
I was. I broke it in.
Well, just as kind of a reminder, what did you play that day?
I played some Gravel Switch, some John King, some Pretenders. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what all else.
So you mixed
it was mostly local rock, but I had a little bit of other stuff mixed in.
But see, right there, you mixed in kind of the big main acts, and then you also mixed in some of the local music.
Absolutely. That's my jam.
That's exactly why I asked you to be on the Sound Atlas today.
Yes.
Not only do we talk to musicians in the local music scene, but just folks in general that have something to do with it. And I think the fans are a big, big, big part of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like today, you've got on a six-floor shirt.
Always. Well, representing. John King was my first love in music in Bowling Green, yes.
All right. We're going to talk all about that, but let's get to know you just a little
bit. Right.
Are you from Bowling Green?
Not originally. I was born in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I moved here when I was 16 with my parents.
16. So 16 is a good age to kind of really start to get into music.
It is, yeah. Uh-huh. And I had always loved music. Music's always been a huge part of my life. But a friend of mine took me to the Catfish Festival in Morgantown when I was 16, and I discovered Sixth Floor.
Do you happen to remember who all was playing that day other than Sixth Floor?
Gosh, I think, I want to say Slander. If not, it was real close after that I saw them, because I've been going to see them for a long time too. Other than that, I really can't remember.
I'm pretty sure that is, I'm for some reason, I'm thinking 2005, 2006, somewhere around in
That's
there.
That's probably about right.
Okay, somewhere around in there. So that was like your first, hey, these guys are from around here.
Yeah, melted my face and I loved it.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I cut hair. I work at Great Clips right now. I worked at Cost Cutters for years and just recently started at Great Clips. So. Mm-hmm. But I've done hair for 20 years plus.
Let me ask you about that. What do you have to do to be, is it a hairstylist? Is
yes.
That what you're, okay.
Yes. Cosmetologist, I guess, would be the technical term.
Okay.
In Kentucky, you have to go to school for 1,800 hours to do that.
Mm-hmm. So you've been totally trained in the whole
deal. Oh, yeah. Totally trained.
So you're not just somebody that's really good at shaving the dog.
No.
You're like, oh, you do just such a good job shaving a dog. You should cut hair.
I've actually never cut a dog, if you can believe that. No, they gave me a license and everything.
Wow. So you're the real deal.
Real deal, yes.
How many years, again, do you
20 well you have to take 1800 hours training. I've been doing hair for probably 23-24 years.
Yeah,
long time.
Well, if you've been doing it that long, you definitely don't know what you're doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do it in my sleep sometimes. Yeah. But I love it.
Yeah. So where again do you work now?
At Great Clips.
Great Clips. Go ahead and do a commercial for them. Yeah. Folks can come out and see you.
Great Clips at Barnes and Noble.
Okay, so right there in that strip there where Barnes and Noble is, you're there.
That's me. Five days a week.
All right, everybody go out and see Tammy,
please.
And you guys take tips, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We not necessary, but we greatly appreciate
it. Of course. All right, so back when you were 16, mm-hmm. you moved to Kentucky, you saw Sixth Floor, you saw Slander.
Yes.
So immediately, were you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Just like that?
Yes, immediately.
Yeah.
Especially Sixth Floor. I don't know. They're just really, they were amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they were a local mm-hmm. band, you know, what people, because mm-hmm. I mean, they were as good as a lot of big acts that I'd seen, you know, to me.
Well, I have a kind of a similar story. Of course, we're not here to talk about me today. We're here to talk about you, but I'm just going to throw this in as kind of I can relate to you. When I moved to, I've been to Bowling Green back and forth throughout my whole life,
mm-hmm.
but when I moved back in the 80s, the late 80s, the Kentucky Headhunters were just kind of hitting. And this particular radio station, the station that I worked for, D93, at that time was D98,
mm-hmm.
they were playing the Headhunters, and I was digging that, you know, the tune so much,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't believe they were a band from right here in Kentucky.
They still amaze me to this day every time. I just got to see them live, actually, for the first time at the Hot Rod Stadium when they were there with ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
I've wanted to see them all my life. I felt like a little kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
For a Rose Center, I never moved the whole day.
That was a couple of years back that was, they were there, and Blackstone Cherry.
Yes, and ZZ Top. It was amazing.
So what is it, do you think, about Sixth Floor that you were just like, man, these are my guys?
Well, I don't know, really. I feel like maybe it's because they're from a small town, too, mm-hmm. Like me. But super crazy talented, which a lot of people that I knew growing up were. My family was all very musically inclined, and to see them out doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. I think John King's a great songwriter. You know, he's not a lot of frills and whistles, just kind of, mm-hmm. I don't know, it was just in your face rock. The musicians he has are usually amazing. Mm-hmm. It moves my ass. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's kind of what I gauge most rock bands on, if they move your ass or not. You know,
make you like, hey,
yeah, if you
I'm
just can't stay in your seat, you know, kind of thing. Uh-huh. And they absolutely did that for me.
So is it John or just the band?
No, it's the band in general. But I do think he has exceptional songwriting skills, and I think he has a knack for picking really good musicians. Mm-hmm. As a general rule, Frankie Froge in particular, I've always really liked him. Like with Southbound, he's mean on that guitar.
Yeah.
That's another one that'll get you out of your seat quick.
Yeah. Frankie's actually just recorded some.
I saw that. I'm super excited. I hope he starts playing out some. I'd love to go see him again.
We'll see. Frankie's a great dude.
He is.
So, do you like the other bands that John has formed through the years?
Yeah, I went to watch. You know, I've seen a lot of Southbound, the Mud River Revival, the Sons of the Revolution, all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've went and seen them all, checked them all out, and enjoyed it all.
So we know you've got the T-shirt. Do you have the CDs?
Oh, yeah. Everyone. Most of them are signed except for this last one. I'm kind of a goober like that. I like to have them signed because, you know,
sure.
how it is at Star Mansion there with all your collectibles. I have a fairly large, not nearly what you have, but a fairly large collection of CDs, ticket stubs, T-shirts, whatnot. They're kind of like my ticket stubs, you know, for, mm-hmm. I mean, I have ticket stubs from big shows and whatnot that I've been to, but a lot of local bands, you don't get like a memento mm-hmm. or a ticket stub. So I like to get my CD signed or my, you know, whatever.
So you try to stop by the merch booth.
Always.
So what kind of stuff do you have sixth floor wise? You've been a fan since you were 16.
Gosh.
What all you got?
I've got set lists, T-shirts of all the bands. I have got... most recently acquired the tag from the Trans Am back in the day, the sixth floor tag. Love that. I have a huge banner that came off of, I cannot remember the name of the place, over on the bypass that was from Southbound, but it would cover like a whole wall. It's huge.
So you're saying you're not just a fan of the band, you collect on
Band. Absolutely. I have cornhole boards that John, I guess, made and painted that I won at Tidballs a while back. I have there's one of them sixth floor and one of them Southbound. I've got all kinds of stuff. Guitar picks.
So other than sixth floor, who else do you like?
Well, I like Gravel Switch. I think most people that know me know that. I kind of stumbled across them actually it was my birthday show at Tidballs, and mm-hmm. sixth floor was supposed to be playing, mm-hmm. and they had to cancel for whatever reason. I don't remember what came up, and Gravel Switch was there instead. Mm-hmm. Never heard of them. Didn't know the dudes at all. Walked in and they were doing an acoustic set, and I really, really dig their acoustic stuff. The harmony mm-hmm. and the, you know, so that's kind of how I stumbled across them, and then turned around and found out they could, you know, rock your ass off too 20 minutes later, which was cool. Been following them since. I love Slander. I've always, like I said, been a big fan of John Fox. He's amazing on guitar. Downpour, went and saw them. Gosh, there's so many. I like Kiss Kiss Bang.
I'm sure you still go out and see these bands quite regularly.
Oh, yeah, as often as I can. It's a little harder nowadays because I have a 12-year-old and we do homework and volleyball and
sure.
whatnot, but absolutely,
So of those, you think Sixth Floor probably your favorite?
I think they were, because they were my original, I think they'll always be my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would go see them endlessly.
Now, I know they've got a show coming up. By the time this airs, that show will have come and gone in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning to do it?
I hope so, yes. Yeah. I'm very much hoping so.
I believe that is at Riblickers, and probably, like I said, by the time this airs in mm-hmm. late October, that show will probably have already happened.
Yeah, I know they have something like the 27th. That may be after, too. I'm not mm-hmm. sure. But yeah, I'm definitely going to catch it. I still haven't been to Riblickers.
Oh, you got to go.
I know.
Sometime.
I've tried a couple times, and it hasn't worked out, but definitely we'll go see them.
Well, probably it'll be there for a while, so you make it at some point.
Yeah, I hope so. Every once in a while, he'll post something about not playing for a while, because I'm sure they get burnt out. You know, he's mm-hmm. been doing it for a super long time.
Plus, he's
married
guy.
And has a kid, too, and I know how that goes. So.
Sure.
But I hope they never stop, you know? Like,
well,
just don't stop altogether.
You know, years ago, when they were kind of talking like that was it,
yes,
I was like, you guys need to do like a wrap-up show or something.
I was definitely devastated.
Yeah, and maybe he knew something. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's their band.
Right.
But they never did like a wrap-up show.
They never did.
They took a couple years, and they did a couple shows.
And I've noticed he'll do that periodically. Yeah. I think, you know, and maybe come out with a new version or a new, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm good with that. Whatever he puts out, I think as long as they're still making music is good for me.
So of Sixth Floor, Slander, Downpour, I don't think Downpour actually released any CDs. Mm-mm. Gravel Switch, you have all of their releases, all of those bands, as far as you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else do you have?
Oh, gosh.
I like hearing about collections. I think it's cool.
Well, I think we've talked a little bit about it before. I have a lot of vinyl albums. That's not really from local bands, but just part of my music stuff. I have a book full of set lists and drumsticks, guitar picks, just random, you know, things that have been signed from people, you know, that I've been to see. And I started actually putting it into a scrapbook because I have so many.
I think that's really cool.
Trying to, you know, contain it in something and put it in something where I could actually look through it without having to dig through boxes and hordes of things. Yeah.
How many Sixth Floor t-shirts do you think you have?
Oh, gosh. Probably, well, Sixth Floor or just...
However you want to put it.
Okay. I was going to say, I mean, because if you include the other bands, probably 10 or 12 at least.
Wow, that is really cool.
98% of my wardrobe is band t-shirts. You know how that goes. So.
Well, I'm sure the bands really appreciate your support.
And Captain Dean, I'll say that. I love Captain Dean as well. He's super nice guy and a great musician. And I have a lot of his t-shirts too. And for some reason, they seem to stand out to people a lot. Uh-huh. Everywhere I go, if I'm wearing one, people ask about Captain Dean. I've had people at the dollar store. Willow and I just went to a haunted house in Nashville. The guy taking tickets was asking about Captain Dean. You know, his shirts really seem to grab people's attention. So,
do you have the one with the devil duck?
Oh, I have so many. Yeah, I have lots of devil ducks. He's alien, UFO.
Yeah, and he's got one that's got the hanger on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one with a picture of Satan on it. Satan and the witch doctor. Uh-huh. That one gets a lot of, you know, comments and people notice it.
Now, let me ask you, you worked today, right?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Did you wear the Sixth Floor shirt to work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, people ever see that?
Always,
and ask you about, hey, I love those guys.
Always, yes. Yeah. It starts a lot of conversations, you know, and there's more people that recognize it and know than you really think, you know, when you're...
They've been around for a while.
Yeah, exactly. And people say, oh, I used to go see them, you know, and it'll always start a conversation. So I think that's pretty cool.
Can you tell me a favorite song by the three bands that we've mentioned? Sixth Floor, Slander, Gravel Switch. Can you think of one song that's like, man... When they play that, of course, I realize Slander's not around anymore.
Right. Ah, gosh, that would be so hard to pick. For Gravel Switch, I could say for sure is probably You'll Disappear, and they'll laugh at that because they don't really play it anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like they treat that song like the redheaded stepchild. I don't know why. I don't know if it's hard to play or they just don't like it or what. I love it. It's my favorite, but they never play it anymore. Mm-hmm. Kind of makes me sad. Mm-hmm. Sixth Floor. Face Down, every time I hear it, gives me cold chills from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So there's that, especially when he has the two ladies that sing on the CD come and sing live. I love that. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. But probably the harder stuff that they play would probably be like Supergrass or, I don't know. I love them all so much. Too Tough to Tame is a good one. I mean, they can really do no wrong for me, but those are probably some of my favorites.
What about a Slander?
Slander, too? Gosh.
Like I said, I know they haven't been around for a while.
Exactly. It's really, I don't know. It would be hard to pick one favorite.
Do you have the Slander CDs?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. And I haven't got them signed because I don't ever see them anymore.
Yeah.
But it would really be, I would have a hard time picking one.
They got a lot of good ones.
They do have a lot of good ones.
Now, let me ask you this. We'll focus on Sixth Floor and Gravel Switch.
Okay.
Because those guys are still around, still playing.
Sure.
Is there anything that they don't play that you wish they would live?
Well,
other than the tune that you mentioned. Other than that one. Yeah.
There's that. Mm-hmm. That's an ongoing thing. I have asked John King forever. I would love to hear him cover Whiskey Drinking Woman by Nazareth.
That would be a good one.
Right, can't you? I mean, I think that would be so good, especially when he was kind of in his little bit mellow, I don't want to say mellow, but mellower than normal Sixth Floor. Uh-huh. And then I've always thought it would be good to hear them cover Tom Petty. I Should Have Known It. I don't know. For some reason, I can hear John singing that.
So
and
you're
then
thinking
playing
some
it.
Cover tunes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A couple. Because, you know, I know they hate doing covers and whatnot, but sometimes I think they're fun. And when I think of certain, I don't know, sometimes I'll just hear stuff and I think, man, I could hear them doing that, you know?
Sure, sure.
In my mind. So I try to tell them they don't always listen, but... You know how it goes.
There's sometimes I tell the headhunters, I'm like, why don't you guys play this particular tune live? And they just kind of go,
Big Boss Man, doing that. That's my favorite. I love me some headhunters.
So you dig the headhunters as well?
Oh, I love the headhunters.
Are you a Blackstone Cherry fan?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Love Cage the Elephant.
Yeah. Do you have all of Blackstone Cherry CDs?
I do. I don't know. Did they just put out a new one with this new stuff that's been? I don't have the newest
don't
one.
Have
I had the
latest.
Blues. EP that they put out. That's the last.
So they had Kentucky, they had Black to Blues,
yes.
And then their most recent Family Tree. You don't
That's
have Family
the one
Tree.
I don't have yet, yes.
Well, I can probably hook you up with that.
Fantastic.
So, we'll talk about that later,
okay.
But I can probably hook you up with
that. That would be amazing.
Now, you mentioned record collection. Mm-hmm. We'll get off local music for just a second.
Okay.
Who are you into other than the local music scene?
Well,
you know, big name acts, however you want to put it.
Growing up, my brother was 7 years older than me. He's not living anymore, but he was a huge, huge Kiss fan. And mm-hmm. so I've always, kind of loved Kiss.
Sure.
Mainly, I guess it trickled down originally, mm-hmm. And he used to, every album that would come out, he would buy one to open and one to keep in plastic mm-hmm. and not open. And his friends used to come over and they would go in his bedroom and paint their faces and take pictures of each other behind uh-huh. like the lid of his record player so that it looked like an album,
Sure.
And they would do the solo album covers and just, So I think that always kind of probably trickled down to me and stuck with me. I love Kiss.
Have you seen them live?
I have once.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. Of course, it was much later. I would have loved to have gone back in the 70s or even the 80s.
Yeah.
But I was glad to get to see him at all.
Absolutely.
While I had a chance. Of course, there's that bucket list. But yeah. I've always been a huge Prince fan. A lot of people think that's funny.
How
I don't
could you
know.
Not like Prince?
I know, right?
I mean, come on.
But that's always been one of my big ones. I love Prince. I got to see him twice, and I'm glad that I got to see him as well too. Now. But yeah, live music a lot of times for me is where it's at. When you see somebody live, I think that kind of gives you a little bit better understanding about, because some people, when you see them live, they suck. You know what I mean? And I hate that. So
Well, I mean,
it's so disappointing.
That could go both ways.
Absolutely.
You're like, man, this record is so good.
Yes.
And you see them live, like, oh, so disappointed.
Yes.
Then you can see them live and go, oh, they're
oh,
so,
they're so
good.
Much better.
You go
or as
buy
good
the record
as...
and you're like, eh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So have you been to a lot of concerts?
Yeah. I've been going to concerts since I was probably 12 years old.
What was your very first major act?
Poison,
show.
Cinderella, and Britney Fox.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, I had to beg and beg to go. My parents didn't want to let me. Mm-hmm. I thought I was too young. My best friend, a friend of her mom's, a grown-up, took us to that show. And we drank wine coolers, and it was,
You were 12 years old?
I was 12 years old. I know, it's terrible.
Well, we've all done some crazy
but,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
It was great. I had... I think when I saw that, of course, I love music anyway, like I said, ever since I can remember. But seeing that first live show, I think, done something to me, and I've never wanted to stop ever since.
So music is just all up in you.
All up in me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned vinyl. Do you have a vinyl collection?
I do. It's not as big as it used to be. Of course, I gave you a few several years ago.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For that.
But I'll still, if I go and see something that I don't have, I'll pick. I can't help it. I do still have a record player, and mm-hmm. I do still get them out and play them. And,
I have a record player.
I do still have a lot of my brother's Kiss albums, mm-hmm. And those are mostly just sentimental. I do play them some, but I don't play them too much because I don't want anything to happen to them.
Sure. So you keep some of them, again, like you said, sentimental.
Yes.
Just curious, what Kiss records do you have?
I think I have them all, as far as I know. Well, I don't know. I have to look to see where they stop. I mean, some of the newer ones probably, if they put out anything on vinyl that I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for sure. Like, I remember one time I was in kindergarten and won a dance contest. Where we lived, and I got a gift certificate to Record Bar, and I used it to go get him Dynasty because he didn't have it yet. Mm-hmm. I remember doing that. I would have to look to see which all ones I have, but I think I have all the ones up through, a certain point. I don't know exactly when it stopped.
Do you have a favorite Kiss album?
I like the Alive. Mm-hmm. 1 and 2 is probably the best, just because I've heard them so much,
Sure.
And like, but to me, that was when they were in their prime, and it was amazing, mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned your daughter. Is your daughter into music at
all? She loves music, mm-hmm. And she's a little more like me. Her dad loves music, too, but he's more just straight rock and roll. Mine's a little more eclectic. I mm-hmm. like a little bit of everything, because that's just how I grew up. my dad liked a lot of like Motown and blues. My mom was into like the Beatles, and then my brother listened to Kiss, and yeah. you know, so
there's just been music all. But
yeah,
over
she's
your
already
life.
Been to a lot of shows. She's been to some shows that I haven't even got to see, and you know, kind of make me a little jealous.
Yeah. Well, she's already had her first concert. What was her first concert?
Her very first concert was Slash with Ozzy.
Man,
I know, right? I was like, are you kidding me? She went with her dad. She's got to see Rob Zombie. I also haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when she's seen Disturbed, she's been to Louder Than Life. She was going to go again this year, but it got canceled.
Yeah. Now back to local music. Mm-hmm. The bands that we talked about. We mentioned Sixth Floor, Slander, and Gravel Switch. Are there any others that you're kind of into? Maybe some newer acts. Maybe you're into.
I really like that Black Gold band.
Yeah.
I haven't got to see them a whole lot, but what I've seen, I've enjoyed them a lot. Yeah. Of course, like I said, I do like Captain Dean's music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Boomstick. I like Boomstick. I love Wade England. I think he's amazing on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
these guys should all just be super, super proud to have you as a fan.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel the same way. I saw Wade England take a beer bottle one night and play Slide on a guitar, and I was just like, are you kidding me? He's so good. And I don't even think he was trying. He was just kind of goofing off, yeah, you know, yeah. But he's really, really good.
Wow.
And they are super cool in that they will... You can ask for a cover that's super random or just mention something, and they'll bust out and play it.
Nice.
And I love that about Boomstick. You know, not a lot of bands will do that anymore.
Now, as far as your collecting goes, is there anything that you're looking for local that you don't have in your collection? You mentioned you like Blackstone Cherry. There's one of their albums that you don't have.
Yeah, that, let's see. I would love to have, I was just going to say, I would love to have my Slander CD signed. And the last John King CD or Mud River Revival, signed. I don't have that one yet.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit of an autograph collector?
Yeah, a little mm-hmm. bit. Yeah. Just on the stuff that I do have. You know, if I have them, I do like to get them signed if I can.
Now, let me ask you this. At your home, do mm-hmm. you have like a display or of any kind of local?
I do. I kind of have a corner. I try to keep it reeled in a little bit because otherwise it would take over my whole house. And, you know, people tend to frown on that a little bit.
Well, it's yours.
I know. Exactly. Right. But so I try to keep it. My bedroom, I have one corner in particular that I kind of, it's covered with flyers from the shows. I have a lot of flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of drumsticks up on the shelf, and I have recently just put all my guitar picks into like picture frames,
mm-hmm.
So that I could hang them up and put them somewhere where I could see them instead of having them like in a jar or
wow.
something, you know?
Yeah. So you've got some really cool stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I could go a little crazy with it if they let me.
What's some of your favorite things? We talked a little bit about that. We touched on that, but like some of your favorite things.
Probably my most favorite so far is that Sixth Floor tag. I was super thrilled to get that.
Yeah.
just because I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And some might be wondering, Sixth Floor tag, what does
yeah,
she mean?
Yeah, it's a tag for a car, but it says Sixth Floor, mm-hmm. you know, spelled out on it. And it used to be on the Trans Am from the videos and things that John King had. And then I think he gave it or sold it or whatever to the lead singer of Blackstone Cherry, I believe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then I don't know what happened to it past there. But
so this is the actual license plate
yes,
off of his Trans Am.
Yes,
it says Sixth Floor.
Yes.
And he gave it to you.
Well, I bought it in an auction.
Nice.
I won it in an auction for like $12, I think.
That's still really cool that they did that.
Right.
They donated it.
That's what I thought.
Do you happen to remember what auction that was?
It was, I think it was for John Fox.
Oh, yeah.
The benefit.
Last year,
yeah,
I think it was.
I'm pretty sure that's right. Because
cool.
I had to work, and Dean Collier, I gave him the money and had him put my name on the list for it. When I found out it was there, I was like, can you please, uh-huh. you know, I'm not there. Can you please help me out? And I can't believe that I won it for that. I figured everybody would, you know.
That I would say that's definitely a big time nice item.
Are you kidding me? I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, piece of the band, something straight from John
King.
Yeah,
right off that car too.
You know? That's very cool.
And then it went to Blackstone Cherry, so I thought that's, you know, I think he's used it in a video too.
There's some history there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
That's my thing, so.
So do you still go to local shows quite a bit?
I do, yeah. Like I said, when I can. I mean, of course, work schedule's been a little wonky lately and things, you know. And then having Willow. But yeah, every chance I get.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Now, if some folks are listening right now, because sadly, not everyone is into local music.
Oh, no.
But so there's some people listening right now going, hey, man, they're always talking about all these great bands here in South Central Kentucky. Some of the bands we mentioned, but throw out some bands that folks need to check out, or maybe some CD releases where, man, you should check out the CD if you can find it.
Well, I mean, I think that, gosh. I would definitely get Blackstone Cherry. I think any Six Floor, well, of course, I know that's the same band, but any of their CDs I think are great. I listen to them all the time still, even the old ones. I would say the new Kiss Kiss Bang would be worth picking up and checking out. I like what they're doing. I do like Trevor and Clayton together. I feel like they have a lot of that harmony deal, kind of like the original thing I fell for Gravel Switch with. They're really good together. Different dynamic.
All right. So everybody get out there and check it out.
Yeah. We're
stopping to Metal Matt's Music and More. He's got a large collection of local music. Let me ask you something kind of off the whatever.
Okay.
Do you still have that, what was it, inflated shark or... a person or whatever.
Oh, Fatty Patty.
Oh, where did I get shark from?
I don't know. There's a Katy Perry shark. I didn't have that, though. Yeah.
Do you still have, would you say Fatty?
Fatty Patty. I do. that's from a friend of mine, Keith Wood.
Uh-huh.
Keith, thank you for Fatty Patty. I can't remember how it started.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You got Fatty Patty from Keith?
Yes. You know Keith.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of wondering where he got
that
from.
I don't remember what the thing was. He made a joke about it. And then he came and brought me Fatty Patty in a pack she had never been opened.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, it wasn't used.
She's inflatable, though,
yes,
I believe,
and she
right?
was brand new. She is inflatable. I blew her up and took her to, I believe Gravel Switch was the first show that I took her to. I took her to Spillway, and Debbie put a wristband on her.
Oh!
And I said she was my date for the night. And then everybody started to sign her. Mm-hmm. Everybody autographed her. So it just sort of became a thing. And then I took her back to go see the Jasmine Cain show. Jasmine tattooed her. Jeff LaBar signed her from Cinderella, which I thought
so
was
great.
Super cool because there again, he was one of my first concerts. So I love that.
So you still have Fatty Patty?
Yeah, she's in the top of my closet. Still inflated, still with her wristband on so she can get in Spillway.
Have you had to explain it to your daughter?
I have. She wanted to sign her after she heard it. At first, she was like, ew, gross, Mom. What is that?
But now she's all, hey, all right.
Yeah, so she had to sign it.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, she knows it's a music thing now. It's almost like a beach ball, but not.
Kind of like a beach ball.
She gets passed around like a beach ball at a show.
Do you still take her out? Or
I haven't in a while, but I'm not opposed to it. It's great fun. People seem to like Fatty Patty for whatever reason. It kind of became a thing. So
where did the name come from?
That's what it said on the package when I got her. It said Fatty Patty. She's red hair.
She was already named, so you just went with
it. I didn't give it up. Yep, she was named.
Well, that's very cool. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about local music, the local music scene?
I would just say please go out and watch some, listen to some, because this area has an immense amount of talent in it. And you can't go wrong anywhere you go.
That's right. And I would also say, get the sticker, get the t-shirt.
Absolutely. Get you a memento. Yeah, and support them. Go to the merch stand and buy some stuff. You know,
Absolutely.
10-20 bucks, you get some really cool stuff.
And as right now, you're wearing your Six Floor shirt. You're out and about.
Always.
You're carrying the name.
Always.
Blazing right there.
Yep.
Telling everybody who you love and spreading the word.
I try to represent as much as I can.
I've known you for a little bit. We don't get to see each other very often, but I've seen you at a lot of shows.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people in the local music community think a lot of you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's mutual.
Yeah.
I do them too. You know, I think it's a club, you know, in and of itself. I think we recognize each other and appreciate, you know, the music and what it does for us. It's meant a lot to me over the years.
Yeah.
Helped me through some tough times and whatever. I feel like it's been there for me. So it's, you know, it's a big deal for me.
If it weren't for fans like you, there wouldn't be much of a local music
Absolutely.
Scene.
Absolutely. Well, as long as I'm, you know, breath in my body and I'm not too old to get out on a walker, I'll be going.
There we go. Anything else to close it out?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Just like I said, I hope people never stop going to see it. You know, go support your local bands because I think we're super fortunate to have as much talent as we do around here.
Yeah. As Tammy said, everybody, get out and support the local music scene. And there's all kinds of great music out there. Find a band that you love and get the t-shirt, you know, wear it, get the sticker, slap it on your car, on your notebook, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Support the local music scene. Like I said, a lot of talented folks here, and they really do appreciate that. Tammy, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, Tommy.
All right. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to say that's it.
That's it.